thank you, Dr. Ortman, for the invitation to present here today and at this first Agronomy in Africa session. As I believe strongly that the most pressing challenge to achieving agricultural transformation in Africa isn't necessarily based on the creation of new technologies or innovation. That's part of it, but rather as we go forward, how we move many proven technologies to adoption, how we move and the extension practices for adoption, and that's really the focus of my presentation. The four lessons learned that I'll be presenting really emerging from our projects in Tanzania, Ethiopia, Senegal, and Burkina Faso. So the first lesson learned that I see emerging from these projects is multidisciplinary thinking for sustainable intensification. And what I mean by that is when we look at a proven technology, for example, an agronomic technology and the barriers to adoption and the trade-offs that a smallholder farmer is looking at when deciding whether to adopt it, rarely is it agronomic in nature. Now, that's part of it, but oftentimes it's economic, it's labor, it's nutrition, it's health, it's environmental. And when we're looking at the adoption and the transfer and the extension of this proven technology, it's really critical to be also assessing and thinking about it multidisciplinary. And SIGSNAP, Cheryl Palm, and the Sustainable Intensification Indicators Framework is really doing a nice job of multidisciplinary thinking and evaluation of these innovations. The second lesson learned that I think is really important is capacity building along the entire knowledge transfer value chain. And what I mean by that is oftentimes in a lot of our projects, we're very good at incorporating and training graduate students, PhD and master students, and that's part of the knowledge creation process, but also ensuring training the extension workers, agribusiness dealers, farmers, that entire transfer process. And critical in that is youth and young Africans to be involved in that process. 70% of African youth are youth under 30, and they'll be a critical part. They'll be the ones that are agri dealers, extension workers, and really the ones adapting the technologies, working with farmers. And that leads into my next point, is adaptive scaling to enable farmer adoption. And so when you have this chain of individuals in this knowledge transfer chain, you're able to take a technology that's been proven to work, but adapt it to the situation of the farmer and answering questions to the farmer and making it fit the best in that situation. You know, oftentimes geospatial tools are great at giving this technique or this technology may work best in this location, but then we need to adapt and adopt that technology to fit more specifically to that farmer's situation. My fourth key lesson learned is alignment of research and development projects with business needs, extension and institutional direction, and host country led priorities. I think that's really critical from the conception phase of a project to the looking at exiting out of a project. Many of us work on a 4-year period, a project-based period, and that's not necessarily sustainable unless you're looking at host country priorities, the institutions that you're looking with, what they're doing, how to move the ball forward with those institution priorities, the farmers' priorities, agribusiness dealers, and business-led priorities. And this is really the critical piece to sustained transfer of that innovation and knowledge to a farmer. They don't want to adopt something that the next day support for it's going to be gone, but rather a constant conversation with how to use and adapt that technology to fit their situation. So with that, thank you very much for your attention, and I look forward to the discussion at the end.